It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in. He's bound
and down, loaded up and trucking. Welcome to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106, or you can send us a text to that same number, 343-0106. The show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Piping Supply, your CBD store in West Mobile on Hillcrest, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
Fantabulous Seafood Shed. Yep. Yeah. Man, I stopped by over there yesterday, day before, coming back in from Edmond over to Pensacola.
Yeah.
I said, it's about 1 o'clock. I believe I'll stop and get me a cup of
gumbo. How much time? Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah.
Got me some gumbo and some coleslaw, you know, and some sweet tea. And then I said, this tastes pretty good. I believe I'm going to take me a quarter of that home with me. So I got it in the fridge. Now I'm going to break it out tomorrow.
There you go. I tell you.
It's good gumbo.
So they'll sell it to you in quantity then?
Yeah. Or you can get a pint or you can get a cup. Just a cup of...
A couple of gallons for your tailgate party.
I was blessed. We had a ceremony for my wife that passed over at Post 88, and they brought gumbo and rice and a lot of food there just for all the people that were there for that ceremony. And it was really nice. It was neat. Made a good meal.
Yeah. And as far as I know, Tom, they're still the only breakfast outlet on the causeway on the weekend.
All right, yeah. And they have Saturday morning and Sunday morning breakfast and brunch.
Yep.
And they have those little adult drinks,
The kind that has the celery and stuff.
Yeah, one that has the little celery stuff in it and all. You know, it looks like Mater, what I call country boy said, Mater juice in it. And then they got one of them it's got that little champagne in it, They're adult beverages.
Yeah.
You need them sometimes on Saturday morning and Sunday morning.
Hell yeah. Hey, it works.
So. Yeah, it works for all those people that partake of the beverages.
Sometimes it's just to get moving again from the night before.
I imagine, wake up time. Yeah.
Hair of the dog.
Exactly.
Yeah, hair of the dog.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Had a little nasty weather roll through here. It's supposed to have a little cooler weather behind it, I do believe.
Well, I'll tell you I was out in some of that weather this afternoon, and that is some funky rain. Let me tell you what happened. I was coming down Cottage Hill just a little while ago, and I stopped at the red light about right there at Lakeside in Cottage Hill. And then the light changed, and I accelerated just a little. I mean, I just moved, and my back wheels went zzz.
Oh, yeah.
They spun, I said, that intersection is full of grease, From all of this heat that we've had and all that grease and oil that's dropped off of the cars, now we've got some rain on it. It's slick, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It's slippery right now, for sure.
If I'd accelerated, I think my car would have spun around.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
But it just, I just accelerated to normally take off, and then I felt the wheels go, look at this.
We had two of the employees here come in. After the rain had started, and both of them basically said, everybody out there has gone crazy. They've never driven in the rain before.
I know. It happens that way. And if we get a little bit of – it's the same thing when we get a little bit of snow or something down here. It's kind of like, oh, man, look at all this. It's time to play. Yeah. Don't play at 60, 70 mile an hour.
If the road is wet, have a little more distance between you and the car in front of you.
Right.
You're still going to get there about the same time.
That is so true, brother, man.
Well, it just also brings to light the need for make sure your lights are working right. Make sure your windshield wipers are good, clean. Make sure your defrost works because, everything gets fogged up. You can't see
that
out.
That's so true,
You at least want to see what you're going to hit.
And have a good set of tires on it. I got brand new tires on my car.
Right.
And, if I had, I don't know what some slicker or, tires that had some wear on it.
Right.
Would have done or felt like. I don't know. Rear end of my car might have broke loose.
This brings to mind a question for both of you guys. Do either one of y'all support the idea of having vehicle inspections?
I'm fine with a safety inspection. I don't want to see an emissions inspection.
But what I'm talking about is lights, brakes, horn, turn signals.
Oh, safety stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, windshield wipers.
Right. You know, the emission thing, it gets into too much politics, I think. But, a safety inspection that's checking your tires, checking your brakes, your lights, your wipers, windshield, make sure it's not busted up.
Right, you can't see out of it.
You know, those kind of things. It's your mirrors, make sure they're attached and working. Yeah.
Right. The safety components and gadgets that we now have, if the car was designed to have it, then it's supposed to be in good working condition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and there's, I don't know how deep they go. I haven't really looked into it that much because Alabama's not an inspection state. But, just things like, your airbags and your seatbelts and all that kind of stuff needs to be, intact and working.
Maybe I see cars
all the time that they're not.
Is there a way that you can run a diagnostics on the airbag components and pieces? I mean, is there anything there? I have no idea. Let's read that one.
See if they'll work without setting them off.
Yeah. Can you? Is there any way to check it to see if you get a, you could have a seat belt piece that's malfunctioning or something?
Well, and there's a lot of all of your pretensioners and the seat belts and all of the your airbags themselves, the components there and the wiring to them are constantly monitored through your the sensing diagnostic module.
So we're actually checking those now. I mean,
it's being checked all the time. So if you have a light on, the airbag light on, then something, there's something there going on. But with that being said, all it's checking is a resistance value. It's the only way it can check it.
So it's not going to set off the airbag.
No. If you know what you're doing, you know what resistance value it's looking for, you can put a resistor in there and it'll pass a diagnostic test, but that don't mean the airbag's going to work.
We don't need that.
No, and that's I have seen that happen on some of places that have patched vehicles back together after wrecks and that kind of stuff.
Some of the chop shops and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But now, all that being said, if that airbag light comes on, and like Charlie brought it up, then that's an indication, though, that we need to get that checked as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. If you've got an airbag light on or anything like that, yes, absolutely, get that checked out. Because, your airbag may still work, but you don't know that it's going to work.
Okay.
Yeah, there's things that'll turn it on that will allow it to deploy anyway.
Right.
But it may not be able to adjust the force based on how close you are to the steering wheel because of a sensor that, malfunction, or the passenger airbag may not deploy because it doesn't know who's there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Do we still need to worry about that, the passenger airbag? Don't they still have a switch to where you can
not one you can turn off manually like they had on some of the older trucks and the cars
the newer cars
where you
now.
Had a key you put in and turned it. That's not the way it works anymore, but it has a weight sensing sensor in the seat, so it knows when someone's sitting in there, and it will also, it's fairly intelligent to where it can tell whether it's maybe a car seat sitting on it versus someone sitting on it.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. Could it ascertain as to how much weight was there and maybe, if it was a full-size adult or maybe a kid in there?
Yeah, and it does have a weight function of it that decides how much it needs to deploy that airbag.
Okay, that was going to be my next question.
Yeah. Some of them have a dual stage airbag set up.
Yeah, does it have control over the velocity of the airbag and the strength of it?
Right. Some of them do. Not all of them, but some of them do. And it's And even the part that senses whether it's a car seat or not, that's a little hit or miss because you're not supposed to have a car seat in that front seat.
Well, that's where I was going. Yeah, you brought that up, and I was like, ooh, I don't believe it's supposed to be in the front seat.
Right. But it looks like we're going to run into a break here, but we'll talk a little more about our airbags.
Yeah, and y'all be careful on the streets out there tonight and tomorrow. It's going to be really, really bad. It's dangerous out there.
Well, when I was just a little bitty kid, I remember one time Mama said, Daddy sent you all of his love from Bristol Bay. I didn't understand till I was grown why my daddy didn't spend a little time at home instead of running around the country that away. And I see everything in a little bit different light. I got a sweet little thing I'm a wanting to see in Nashville. And I'm down around Dallas, all south tonight.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, you've heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But you were talking about airbags before we're interrupted by our commercials there.
The people that pay the bills.
Yeah, people that pay the bills. You ain't got to hate all that. You know? But that's all right. The airbag systems are getting smarter and smarter, and they're doing way more. I get people all the time. They're not all the time, but every once in a while we see one it's had the roof rail, side curtains deployed on it. Mm-hmm. And I was just driving down the road. I don't think so.
No.
But I can't pull the information, but, if you're saying it's a, you were just driving down the road, nothing happened, nothing went on, then, and you think GM or whoever ought to pay for it, then the manufacturer's got to get involved and they'll start running some tests on it.
And then they can pull the information.
They pull the information. Right. And it's got how fast you were going, whether your seatbelt was on, whether your foot was on the brake or on the gas, where the steering position was.
All of the above. Everything that was happening. It's just like the black box in an airplane.
Yep.
They have all the same identical information in or more on that car.
And it always seems to end up that the car was at an extreme angle, like it was rolled up on two wheels.
Wonder why that. Yeah. How does that happen?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Now they may have either been rolled off to a ditch or something.
Hit a dog and I turned it real hard. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm kind of afraid of airbags. I've never had one go off. My wife has one time when she got hit real hard in the back end of the car by a pickup truck.
Right.
But I wear glasses, and I worry about it's going to shove it into my nose or into my brain or something. The other thing is, what I know a collision will set it off, but if things like going over a speed bump a little too fast or hitting a pothole, is that likely to set off an airbag?
It's not real likely. I'm not going to say it can't happen if you hit one hard enough.
But mostly it's for collision.
It is mostly a collision that's going to set it off. Or if it senses a near rollover condition, which is what I was talking about a second ago, where if you get off the road too far and the car's at a pretty extreme angle, it can set them off. But we're talking about a pretty extreme angle where all you would really have to do is walk up to it and push it over, to make it roll.
Well, now, it doesn't stay puffed up very long, does it?
Well, and that's kind of the misconception that a lot of people have of an airbag. They think that it airs up and it's like a big balloon.
Yeah.
And actually these things have holes in the back of them that are probably 2 inches across to where there's no way that they can maintain any kind of pressure. So as soon as they deploy, they're already deflating. So they don't hold pressure. It's just that initial impact, because what you don't want is you don't want this big bubble in front of you. If your car is still rolling and you're able to try to
get out,
miss something else,
right? Yeah, miss another
or steer the car
and steer the car and that kind of thing.
And Marguerite,
you have an advantage of is you don't drive anymore, so you're sitting in the passenger seat. The driver's airbag does come out towards the driver.
Out of the steering wheel?
Out of the steering wheel pad. Well, the passenger side does not deploy towards the passenger. It deploys straight up and creates
an obstacle between you and the dash and the windshield.
Well, between you and the windshield. So
yeah.
it basically puts a big curtain up there to keep you out of the windshield.
Thank you, Lord. I appreciate that.
Well, yeah. One last thing on that. When Marguerite had her accident, she was dazed because, I mean, she got hit really hard.
Charlie, she's married to you. That's why she's
dazed. Well, that didn't help matters any, that's for sure.
Apparently still dazed.
But she said
she's still dazed.
As soon as the bag went down, which was instant,
right,
she thought the car was on fire because of that yellow smoke that comes out of the bag. What is that? Is that just to keep moisture from building up inside of it or something?
Basically, it's almost like a talcum powder type substance. Now, you do have smoke from the charge that deploys the bag.
But nothing's on fire.
Nothing is on fire. It does get hot, and it will smoke a little bit. Nothing's going to catch on fire. Most of the smoke you see is actually the powder that's in the bag to help it unroll and deploy smoothly without sticking to anything. It is a little unnerving to see smoke inside the car after an accident, but, that's not, it's not a fire. So,
I just brought that up because if you haven't had an accident with one, mm-hmm. you might not know that.
Well, and you don't know that. Plus, you really don't need to reach around and start trying to stick your fingers down in the bag and all that kind of stuff right afterwards, because that stuff gets pretty hot and there's a lot of heat there. But it's nothing. It's in an area that nothing's gonna catch
it's
fire.
A so it's a damn explosion, guys. I mean, it exploded from pressure.
Right.
To save your dang life.
Thank
God, come on. I appreciate them designing it.
Well,
idiot like me needs all the help I can get.
it's one of those things that you hope you don't ever have to use, but you do need to make sure it's in working order.
Oh, yeah.
So when you crank your car up, you're going to see the little airbag emblem, or it may even just say airbag on it.
Right.
And it'll come on as a self-check, and it should go off.
It
if the light's
go off
coming on going
right.
down the road, you need to get checked.
Right, got to get it checked.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about our CBD store out in West Mobile. You've got a CBD store of West Mobile that has pop-up stores that are coming to you in a location near you. And the way they're doing that is that the business owners, office managers, restaurant owners, if you would like to host a CBD pop-up store at your place of business, to educate your clients, employees, or patrons to the benefits of CBD and also support your favorite charity, your CBD store of West Mobile will bring literature and products and answer all questions regarding this cultural phenomenon. There you go. I went to that class one time. Sweeping across the country. Said we also donate 10% of sales to the charity of your choice. You can contact the owner of your CBD store, West Mobile, Mr. Joe Brown, at 251-583-4049 for more information or to get a schedule and see if you can get set up to have one of these pop-up stores at your place of business and our office or whatever, wherever you want it to be. It's funny, I can't mention any names or anything, but some doctor's offices mm-hmm. are having these now because, it's a new product that's on the market and everybody's talking about using it and how it helps. You've got like the CBD topical relief cream that SunMed CBD makes. That stuff works. My sister, and you know my sister, she's mm-hmm. had some real bad surgery and all on her hip.
Right.
And it's just the shots don't work anymore. So she used that CBD relief cream to rub on there, and she said it's instantaneous. It really does work. So, I have to say, I love the product.
And CBD is completely legal.
It is illegals.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, because everywhere you look, you see a CBD store now. But you know what? These guys have over 400 or 500 stores. This is not just a one-store deal.
Right. It's not a fly-by-night
deal.
No. Yeah.
They have their own PhD on board, and they do a phenomenal job on checking all these products and making sure that they're there. And they don't buy from 49 different people like some of the stores do. The best deal this month is – well, we're going to give you 40% off. Last month, we gave you 10% off.
Right.
But you don't know what they're putting in the stuff. You know, they could be making it in the back room.
Right.
You know,
right.
These guys guarantee their product.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. But we're supposed to have some people calling in here for some car shows coming up.
Got some car shows going on this week, you know?
Yeah, this is prime car show weather. I mean, we're getting into... a little bit cooler. It's not 100 degrees out. You know, you can stand to get out and walk around
right,
and look at
right.
some,
look at
you
some
know,
hot rods.
Nice rides.
Isn't it getting about time for that one over at Dolphin Way Baptist?
That is this weekend.
That should be this Saturday.
The 10th annual
Shirley
Looney.
I've forgotten the lady's name that it's in her memorial.
Shirley Looney.
Shirley Looney,
right. Very sweet lady. Missed her dearly. But
she was an awesome lady.
Yeah.
Loved her.
People who have gone years past have really bragged on this car show.
It's a great show. They have, over 100 cars over there and just about anything that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And we Scuttlebutt Network. Supports a trophy for the veteran with the number one car pick for a veteran. You have to enter that category, but we've come up with a prize, a plaque and all for it. So
mm-hmm.
We're the Scuttlebutt Network. Our Wednesday night show here on 106.5 is happy to be able to present that trophy.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, Zeno.
We also have our buddy Zeno.
Yeah, they've got a show. Zeno's supposed to call us tonight, too, but they have their show out at the Antique Park Club at the park
the
off
Deep
of Ziegler.
South,
Deep South Car
chapter,
Club.
Yeah. Chapter of the American...
I thought it was Antique Car Club.
And it may be the Antique Car Club. Yeah. But it's... they've been there forever and ever. It's a national club, event.
Right.
So he's supposed to give us a call, but they've got theirs out there on Ziegler across from the park this weekend as well. But looks like we got to take a break. We're going to take a break, let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call 343-0106 or you can send a text to that same number. But we're talking a little bit about car shows and that. There's been some really big ones. We had the Cruising the Coast here a couple weeks ago.
Unbelievable. Did you ever hear about any figures or anybody got any figures?
I think it was like 8,900 cars registered.
89, that's right at 9,000
registered.
Yeah. And they were that's a little lower than last year, but it's going up and down a little bit.
But they'll have 10,000 not registered.
Well, that's the thing is, between me, my wife, and buddy Tommy and Bob, there's four cars right there that weren't registered.
Right, just one day.
Yeah, so I mean, it's at least as many are over there unregistered as there are registered.
Did you get any offers on your cars?
No, I didn't. I didn't have for sale sign on mine.
Oh, okay.
So.
Not with all that.
He's in love with that car. Why would he want to sell it?
We got
a caller online. Caller, you with us?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Well, I've got a 2006 Cadillac CTS.
Ooh, okay.
And yeah, it's got about 170,000 miles on it.
We've had
a problem with it, just a slow drain of the battery.
Right. So
if you leave it sit for a couple of days, you come out as dead. And frankly, that's my son's car. And so he got the battery change. I think the battery's bad. But he put a new battery in it, and it continued to drain.
Right.
And so he's been disconnecting the cable.
Yeah.
Until he needs to use it. Well, all of a sudden, he connects it now. The hazard lights blink. The headlights stay on, but you can't turn on fog lights, things like that. Mm. And even like the hazards, you press a button, you turn it on, turn it off, they continue to flash.
Right.
And so I'm wondering, I'm afraid if I take it to the dealership, they're just going to say, well, you probably need a new computer and just swap the whole computer.
Right.
Any suggestion how I might be able to do a little troubleshooting myself?
There's really not a whole lot you can do. On something like that, you're going to need to know what the codes are. You know, these computerized cars do not like to have the battery disconnected all the time. You know, it really, really confuses the car. And any kind of arc as you're connecting, disconnecting battery, you know, can, especially if you have a draw on the system, or maybe the door was open or lights were on or whatever, as he was hooking the cable back up, you know, it gives it that jolt and spark as it gets connected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can cause issues with the modules in the car. I feel like you're probably going to end up with a body control module issue or something along those lines. Unfortunately, that is kind of a dealership type problem.
Unfortunately, there's no trouble codes.
Yeah. Well, there's no trouble codes in, say, the ECM that turns on the light. Have you had anybody read the codes over the whole vehicle?
I haven't.
Yeah. That's the thing, is you've got multiple body modules in that car that could be setting codes that you won't have a check engine light or anything like that on to warn you. So it can definitely still have codes in it, but not give you a warning message on the dash. Yeah. Because trust me, you don't want to see a light on for every little code that these things can set. A lot of them are just kind of what we call like a phantom code that, it may set for a short period of time. If you had this on and this on and you turn the car off while those were still on, it may set a code, or they'll set some really strange codes in the body control systems just because of a sequencing error, you know, that it saw that it didn't like as you were shutting a car off or something along those lines. There are codes there that do mean something. So
yeah, wish probably, there were a way to reboot it.
Well, I mean, short of taking the cables loose and kind of leaving them off overnight, you know, there's not a really a reboot type way to do it, you know. Whatever was causing the battery to go dead is probably what's getting worse now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a matter of it's progressing and getting worse, and personally, if it's, I'd rather it be completely broke when it gets to me. That's the way it's, I know
right.
For a fact when I put my hands on it, when I fix it, and when I'm done, I know I got it and got it fixed. When it's the ones that are intermittent and won't act up while I'm working on them are the ones I hate. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your offer.
All right. Advice. Thank you.
Question, Kevin. Do like the car radio that has a battery backup memory,
mm-hmm.
and I really don't know this, but do these various computer modules, when you disconnect the battery, do they lose memory?
A lot of them do, and that's why I said just unhook the battery and leave it overnight, because it has capacitors in there that will drain down over a time period. Most of the time, 20, 30 minutes is enough, but we've also, you can also take and unhook both battery cables and touch the two together and leave them hooked together. That will drain down the capacitors quicker.
That won't short out anything?
No. As long as you don't have any current on the vehicle, it'd be fine. You just need to...
Ooh, that scared me to death.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's...
I figured it'd be 10 volts somewhere in there that'd fry something.
No, it won't hurt anything. And it's one of the procedures they have you do. But, you know, you just take both cables loose, tie them together, and let them sit for 10, 15, 20 minutes.
So is there about 1,000 things that could be causing that battery drain?
About 1,001.
Yeah, or more.
It's
everything from a shorted tail light to who knows what.
Well, I mean, it's it could be one of the modules. It could be anything, and you know, to run down that list would take forever. But you just have to get in there, find out what's going on.
Why we have the diagnostic equipment that you guys have at the dealership, and that's why it's designed within the electronic components of the cars, so that you guys can check it with that equipment. And which sometimes we wind up spending $200 or $300 just trying to fix stuff, you know, and not go to the dealership when, if it might be worth your time and trouble to go spend $150, you know, to get it diagnosed.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of misconception out there that, it's more expensive to go to the dealer. But, you know, what you got to understand.
Really, I think it's cheap.
Yeah. You know, what you really have to understand is if you go to, you're paying for time. You know, and I don't care where you go. You're going to pay for time.
Right.
All right.
Time and
someone's, a dealer's hourly labor rate may be a little higher than some independents. Not much.
But Kevin, y'all got all the
equipment. If we have the equipment and the product knowledge of that vehicle to get it done quicker,
right,
then that's your benefit.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, you know.
But you know what's great about that deal, though, now, and I know it's a hard sell. Going to the dealership and spending that money, but you might be surprised what else they find that started already setting a code that next week is going to, you know, break into you, and you're going to have to go back and redo everything.
Right.
Where when you guys strap that high-dollar equipment on, and I'm talking about multi-thousands of dollars worth of diagnostic equipment.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically for the General Motors car in your instance, Ford Motor Company or whatever, BMWs, et cetera,
right.
But they have the equipment that's designed at the factory to detect and check all of that stuff out.
Right.
So in the long run, it's going to save money.
Yeah.
So can you do a Cadillac at UJ Chevrolet?
Yeah. I mean, we have all the equipment and training. Yeah, the training is basically the same.
It is GM.
The Cadillac place might have a little more product knowledge than we do on that particular product. But as far as the equipment and the
product know-how,
the know-how and the information to go get the everything you need for it, we can do every bit of that. And the other thing, when you go to an independent and, you know, they spend their time, they check it out, and they said, okay, well, it's a body control module. Okay, well, the problem is you're going to have to take it to the dealer because we can't program it.
Well, here you go again.
Right. So it's still got to come to us. And
you've spent the money at the other place.
Well, and then you get into the next dilemma. It's okay, you bring the car to us, and you've already spent that money with them to diagnose it. All right. So we're going to put the body control module in on someone else's word that's what's wrong with it. Well, we're not taking responsibility for it. Yeah, you know, if you want to put it in, hey, we'll put it in, you know, and program it and see what happens.
Yeah, but that's defeating the purpose. You know,
right.
Just take it to the dealership.
Or you can bring it to us and let us check it out, you know. But it's, it's usually a better deal.
You're going to save money in the long run. When you reach way on down the road, you're going to save money in the long run. Because also you're going to get a part and piece that is accepted and promoted by the manufacturer of that vehicle.
What's the old saying, Tom, pay me now or pay me later?
Pay me now, pay me later.
And later is going to be a lot more.
Oh, yeah, later, yeah.
Later is never cheaper, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So, it's, I don't know. There's a lot of things that, independents can do and do a good job of.
Oh, I know. I was one, and you were too at one time.
Absolutely.
You know? Sure.
You know, but it's the whole industry is changing.
It's changing so fast. It's really unbelievable. And I've been in the industry for 50 years. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, we rocked along there, and we thought things were changing fast back in the, you know, the early
80s. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And 70s, maybe 80s, even the 90s. The 90s, you know, we thought, oh, my God, they're putting a computer on this thing. They're putting wires to the carburetor.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Right.
What do they think they're doing here?
Yeah, bought a hay. Spent a lot of money on the diagnostic equipment so that I could read all of that stuff, you know, as much as I could as an independent.
No direct link on the brakes.
Yeah, you know, and it's, but what they're doing now – and the technology of these vehicles nowadays.
Right. It's unbelievable.
And how fast it's moving. A 5-year-old car, the technology that's in it versus what's in the new one out right now.
Sure.
It's day and night difference.
So all you got to do is look over at your little telephone and what's the difference in the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same thing's happening to our cars.
Exactly. But we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Mr. Smith had an Oldsmobile, baby blue with wire wheels. I took her home the day that she sounded like airplanes, but I knew she was a jewel in the sky. She had a 455 rocket, biggest block of life. Couldn't hardly wait just to take my turn. She was made for the straightaway. Chevrolets, she's a rocket. She was made to burn. But whose junk pile piece of Chevelle is this? You boys come here to race or just kiss? Now don't you wanna know what I got underneath my hood? I know she might sound like she's missing, buddy, she can teach you a lesson in just a quarter mile. Now smoke you good.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But we've been jumping around a little bit and just talking about all kind of stuff tonight. But,
yeah, we have.
We'll talk a little bit about UJ Chevrolet, my place of employment.
Heck yeah. One of our fine sponsors. And, you know, without these great sponsors that we have on the show, then we wouldn't be able to be here, guys. So we'd appreciate it if you have need of their services or need of their products to solicit them and let them know that you heard about it on the Car Doctor.
Yep. Yeah, they. This is a service to the community, basically. You know, Tom, you and I both know we're not making anything off this. So.
Oh, I'm going to give you a raise.
I'm
going to double you a raise. I'm going to give you 2 zeros.
There you go.
But, so that's what I got, 2 zeros.
You know, it's all about our fine sponsors that keep us on there and keep us answering questions for our listeners. But, you know, that being said, we want to talk a little bit about them. And, you know, UJ, of course, has been there for a long time, since 1939, 40, somewhere in there. Family-owned business that, you know, great people to work for, you know, care about their employees, care about their customers.
And it's a locally owned operation now. We don't have a whole lot of those in the car industry, you know, but they're few. You know, we have a few, but they're rare.
Your title's still shop foreman?
I am still shop foreman, and, I'm very happy in that position, and if I can talk Jerry into retiring when I do, I'll be glad to stay there. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull that one off or not.
Well, now, if you get the itch, do they let you go in the back and turn a wrench now and then?
Oh, he gets that itch quite often.
Yeah, I do that quite a bit. I do that quite a bit.
He is the problem solver guru.
Yeah, always a problem that I have to get involved in, and usually I don't charge
the car owner any difference because of your celebrity status?
No, I don't get to charge extra for that, and I don't get to charge GM any extra. Matter of fact, they kind of think that, you know, since I'm shop foreman, I shouldn't be able to charge them for anything. But we're educating them a little bit at a time. We'll get them over.
And they
think that
if you get your paycheck, you know, every weekend, mm-hmm. then you got paid.
Right, right. So yeah, we're working on that part though.
But you enjoy what you're doing too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do. I've known you many years,
and it shows.
Well, it's not a job, or you know, mm-hmm. to him.
Yeah,
yep. Because he enjoys what he's doing, and that makes a difference.
Yeah. Well, you know, I enjoy the chase when it comes to finding a problem and the satisfaction of getting to the bottom of
it. Well, you know, and UJ has given you that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have, 12, 14 techs?
16, Ooh. 17 techs.
Oh, yeah, 17 techs.
Yeah.
So y'all rocking in and knocking out there now, baby.
Yeah, it's a packed full shop right this second. I don't think we can have 18 because
you know
I think
what?
I got a spot
you know
to
what?
Put another one.
That's what makes the world go round.
Yeah.
You know, that's what opens the doors in the morning and turns the lights on and closes the doors at night.
Yep. So,
puts food on the table.
Yes, sir. It's called cash flow.
Exactly. We're definitely moving some cars through there during the day, and it keeps me running, which I'd much rather do that than be sitting there bored. I don't do sitting still well. Yeah, never have. So,
No, you don't. I've been knowing you for a long time. Yeah, you don't do that.
No.
But, hey, you know, let's say this, guys. If you're out there and you have a Chevrolet product or you want to go buy a Chevrolet or General Motors product, and you go to mm-hmm. UJ Chevrolet. But if you do have one of the General Motors products and you have a problem with it or something that's a question you may have, tiptoe out to the UJ Chevrolet dealership there and ask for the car doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Big Kevin Ray Winkle, and they'll get you aimed in the right direction because they sure don't want to answer all the questions that he answers.
Exactly.
You know, so they will find him quickly if they have to blow a whistle.
Yeah. Yep.
They will find the Big Kev.
They can track me down, no doubt. Unfortunately, I gave him my cell phone number. So
oh, my Lord. You're in a heap of trouble, then. You're in a heap of trouble. Yeah.
You know, it's you know, as technical as these cars have gotten, you know, I get frustrated with General Motors at times, you know, and it's the same with every car line because I've been through it multiple car lines.
You have, yeah.
Over the years, and they're all the same as far as you sit down and you wonder, is like, okay, the engineer that designed this thing,
yeah.
He knew he wasn't going to have to work
right.
on it.
Right, he knew he wasn't going to work on
yeah.
it. Right. All right.
I called a car dealer one time and told him, I said, I want you to give me the address of the folks in Detroit that made the Pontiac. Because whoever designed this battery holder.
He said he was still looking for that number,
somebody
I'm
needs
sure.
to go up there and straighten that engineer out because obviously he's never been under the hood of a car.
Well, you know, and another thing I'd like to do is make another remark here about the CBD store West Mobile, mm-hmm. and that is the fact that for our veterans and all out there that listen to this show as well as the Scuttlebutt Network show, Joe gives a 15% discount to active and retired military. He also gives a 15% discount to law enforcement and first responders that you have an ID, some way to identify yourself. You can't just give you a discount if you just walk in the door and say, hey, man, I'm a cop. You know, you need to identify yourself. But it's awesome for that, and I know he called in on the show last Wednesday night and said that with the Veterans Day coming up, on Veterans Day itself, guys and veterans, if you want to buy some of the CBD products, get them at the CBD store in West Mobile. He's going to give you 50% off on any one item. So go in there and pick the best item you got, the highest price one, let him give you 50% off on it. He doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But
and Tom, I understand there's CBD products for your dogs.
Oh, yes. And you know what? I've gave my dog some, and she's 15 years old.
Yeah.
She loves it because she gets up a lot easier when she's starting to get up and all, because it works a lot better on her joints. And she sleeps better. You know, I don't see her jumping around, rolling around when she's in the living room with me. So, yeah, it's the CBD product for pets are awesome, and that's another product that they carry at your CBD store in West Mobile.
Yeah. You know, it's all good stuff. You know, it's definitely a benefit. It's amazing that something that is not addictive,
right?
Like some of the opioids and
you know,
can do the same job.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and get you up and moving with less pain.
And the anxiety and inflammation and all that you have from that. It's just the product works awesome for that, and it's very calming and cooling, and it does help with your pain. So it's a good product, guys. CBD Store West Mobile on Hillcrest at Greeley.
Yep. I want to remind everybody, if you want to see some good-looking cars, get out to the Deep South chapter of the Antique Car Club of America.
Right.
Out on Ziegler's this Saturday, right there at the park.
And it's right at the park, and across from where the choo-choo train is sitting, parked out there.
And also go by Dolphin Way Baptist.
And, and Dolphin Way Baptist will have theirs as well. It's Saturday as well when they get started
Saturday
in the morning.
I'll be over there.
It's some really two very good causes, good shows. You'll get to see some neat cars, no doubt.
You'll have a blast, guys.
Yep.
And a big hoorah out there to all of our veterans. And God bless you. We appreciate your service.
Yep. And thank everybody for listening to the Car Doc Show. We'll be back next week.
Roll on, family. Roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I asked you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler. Roll on. Roll on! Well, it's Monday morning. He's kissing my...